A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Tes Zayin, Shabbos 116a, pagination 231, but we're going to start from the facing page. So we're on page 230, Shabbos Kuf Tes Svav 115b. The second half of the page over here introduces a concept regarding a Sefer Torah that totally is faded, or almost totally, I should say. And the expression over here is, Sefer Torah she'ein bo lelakit shmonim v'chamish osios. If a Sefer Torah doesn't have 85 legible letters that you could collect among the entire Sefer Torah, and where does the number 85 come from? Kigon Parshas Vayehi ben Soa Ha'aron, like that two-verse section in Parshas Baaloscha that's set off by upside-down nuns, and as we'll see, is a sefer of the Sefer Torah in and of itself. So if it doesn't have that amount, Ein Matzilin, that you can't save on Shabbos from the fire to the non-Eruv area. Obviously, even such a Sefer Torah that was once a Sefer Torah and got faded, you're not allowed to disgrace it. But passively, you would not be allowed to save it because it does not still have enough legitimate letters. The Gemara towards the bottom of the page where the wides get wide, where the lines get wide, tells us, second line, Rav Huna Amar Michu Nasos, that to a certain degree the letters have to be together. What does it mean the letters have to be together if the statement was, end of the third line, l'lakit shmonim v'chamesh osios, that you're going to gather 85 letters? What does it mean they have to be already together if gathering sounds like they're separate and you're putting it all together? And the Gemara answers on one line up, Tirgum Rav Chista alibed Rav Huna b'tevos. What we're going to gather to accumulate 85 letters is words. In other words, if you have a simple letter somewhere, that doesn't count. I have an aleph here and a gimel there. It doesn't make any sense, the letter in and of itself. You're looking for words, but even though the words are not coherent, because I'm pulling one word from here and one word from there, that you could put together your 85 letters, and the amount again is like the smallest sefer of the Torah, which is Vayehi ben Soa Ha'aron. And that already gives it the certain clout that you'd be able to save it on Shabbos, because it has enough letters like the smallest sefer of the Torah. And that's our topic this morning, this smallest sefer of the Torah. Tanu Rabbanan, starting from one line up at the end of the line, we learned, Vayehi ben Soa Ha'aron Vayomer Moshe. This section in Parshas Baaloscha, Chumash Bamidbar, that splits Chumash Bamidbar from before to after with these two verses, Parsha Zu Osa Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Simanios Melmaila Ulamata, Hashem placed upside down nuns before and after this section. Lomar, to tell you, she'ein ze mekoma, that it doesn't belong here. And we'll see, really, it belongs in the section earlier in Chumash Bamidbar where they talked about the encampments with the flags. But it had to be put here for a certain reason, as we'll see in a few moments, because there were two fallouts, two negative occurrences, and Hashem didn't want to put the two of them together in the Chumash. There had to be a separation. That's the first approach to what this significance of this double nun upside down and the two verses, its significance. Rabbi Omer, top of the staff, Lo min Hashem hu zeh. That's not pshat. That's not the explanation. The reason it is set apart by upside down nuns is because it is very significant on its own, and because it's so important, it needed to be set off separately. Let's see a little bit more, and then I'd like to go back and explain what the parsha of these two verses is all about. Keman ozlaha de om Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman om Rabbi Yonasan. What is pshat in the following explanation? Chatzva mudel shiva el shiva sifrei Torah. These are the seven sfarim of Torah. We always talk about Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five books of Torah. In fact, the word Chumish comes from the word that it's one of five. The concept of Chumish is the Chumashim. Keman kirebi. It is going like Rebbe, who says that intrinsically it is seven. And it was set off because it's so important. Man tana de paligale de Rebbe, who's arguing with Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Asida, in the future, when everything is okay, and we're not reliving that negativity, it's going to be switched and put in its proper place. Why was it put here? To separate between the first fallout and the second fallout. Puranus Shinia, the second fallout, we know, Maihi. What's the case? Vayihi ha'am kimisonanim. The section right after Vayihi ben Soa talks about the people being complainers. And as Rashi there explains, they were complaining that they were moving so quickly to Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem says, what are you complaining about? I meant this for your good. I'm trying to get you into Eretz Yisrael quickly. The word misonanim, Rashi translates as complainers. Perhaps as well, you see in the word misonanim, the word onain, which is a person right after the death of a close relative, Rachmana Litzlan, where he's in shock, and he's in tremendous mourning, and the pasuk says, kim misonanim, they made themselves like something terrible happened to them. Nothing terrible happened to them, but that's how they made themselves, and that's the second fallout. Puranas Rishona, what was the first fallout? And you'll see they're very similar. Vayisu Mehar Hashem, they traveled from the mountain of Hashem, and the Mefarshim say they traveled like a child running out of school. They were afraid that they would get more mitzvahs. They didn't want to hang around Har Sinai too long. In both cases, Hashem is doing good for them. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zakos Yisrael, every mitzvah that Hashem gives us is to elevate us. And Hashem is rushing us to Eretz Yisrael because He wants to be benevolent. And we don't take it that way. And that's the fallout over here. V'amar Rav Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Shesara Me'acharei Hashem, they turned from Hashem, Ve'echen Mekoma, what would be its proper place? Amar Rav Ashi B'digolim, it belongs together with the encampments. Now, what exactly is this parsha of Vayihi bin Soa Ha'aron? So the text is, Vayihi bin Soa Ha'aron, it was when the Aron traveled. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said the following. So the Mefarshim observe, this is in the Rhine edition, I put it in. When the Aron is traveling, Moshe says, what does it mean the Aron's traveling? The Jewish people are traveling. But we have a lesson here right away, before we even start, that Moshe's perspective is, we travel with the Aron. The focus is the Aron. The focus is not me. The focus is the Torah, the Aron, Hashem, how can we serve Him? And right away, Moshe's perspective is diametrically opposed to the problem that we're receiving before, which is maybe you give us too many mitzvahs, or the problem right after, that you're rushing us. Moshe says, we will travel according to the pace of the Aron, and I'm subservient to the Aron. The Aron's not subservient to me. And what did he say? He said a tefillah. Kuma Hashem v'yafutzu ayivecha, may Hashem arise and disperse the enemy, because that was the function in front of them. The Anan HaKavod, the cloud of glory, was traveling and was flattening out and protecting them. And those who hate you, or hate Klal Yisrael, which is the same thing, should also be caused to flee. And then the second pasuk, Uvenucha Yomar, and once they would settle into the new location, Moshe says, Shuvah Hashem Rivav Osav HaYisrael, everybody should settle back in successfully to the new place. Moshe's tefillah is the exact opposite of the challenges that are being described both before and after. Before, they're wondering, Hashem's giving us mitzvah, and Moshe is saying, no, we're here to listen to Torah, to find out how that steadfast rock, so to speak, is in our lives. And the second part also, the pace is dictated by Hashem, and Moshe in reverence says, Vayihi bin Sarah ha'aron, and as the Aron travels, Hashem should please protect us. One additional comment that I'd like to make is regarding the Nun, upside down, before and after the section of Vayihi bin Sarah ha'aron. We find that Nun is a code for Nafal, for falling, for a tragedy. We find, for example, in Ashrei that the Nun was left out because the Nun would have represented Nefila falling. And we see that David HaMelech clearly had that in mind because in the very next sentence, when it comes to Samach, he calls it Someich Hashem L'chal HaNoflim. Hashem supports all those who fell. When did they fall? The answer is that Nun represents Nefila, but he skipped it. He didn't want to talk about the Nefila. But essentially, the Nun is a code for Nefila. Vayihi bin Soa is such a powerful perspective that it turns upside down the concept of Nefila. It's the antithesis, so to speak, of Nefila. It's the antidote. And that is how Vayihi bin Soa is surrounded. Yeshe Koach, have a great day.